around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thomas.
This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States has ordered the families of its diplomats to leave Ukraine as rising fears of a Russian invasion pushed Western officials to meet Monday in a bid to coordinate their response and compile a battery of sanctions against Moscow. It comes as EU foreign ministers will seek to align their response Monday with the U.S. when Washington's top diplomat, Antony Blinken, joins a meeting of his EU counterparts by a video link. He will brief them on his talks Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, where the two sides agreed to keep working to ease tensions but failed to secure a major breakthrough to calm the escalating crisis. The West accuses Moscow of threatening a further incursion into its pro-Western neighbor by massing over 100,000 troops on its border. The Kremlin insists its forces are not there to invade. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister Sunday rejected a British claim that the Kremlin is seeking to replace Ukraine's government with a pro-Moscow administration, and former Ukrainian lawmaker Yevgeny Emelyanov is a potential candidate. Britain's Foreign Office Saturday also named several other Ukrainian politicians it said had links with Russian intelligence services, along with Emelyanov, who is the leader of a small party that has no seats in parliament. The British government made the claim based on an intelligence assessment without providing evidence to back it up. China sent 39 warplanes, mostly fighter jets, into Taiwan's air defense zone Sunday, the island's government said, in the largest daily incursion since October. Taiwan lives under the constant threat of invasion by China, which sees the self-ruled democratic island as part of its territory to eventually be reclaimed by force if necessary. This is VOA News. A Taliban official said Sunday 3 days of talks with Western officials in Oslo were a step to legitimize the Afghan government.
But now this type of invitation and communication will help European community, U.S. or many other countries to erase the wrong picture of the Afghan government.
Taliban delegate Shafiuli Azam made the comment after a first day of talks, during which Taliban officials met women's rights activists and human rights defenders from Afghanistan and the Afghan diaspora. Liv Kjølseth, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Afghanistan Committee, an NGO supporting humanitarian assistance, said that she hoped they could find solutions to the precarious humanitarian situation.
Currently, there is this stalemate between the Taliban and the international community, and we really hope that we can now move further so that we can find solutions to the very, very dramatic and difficult situation in Afghanistan.
Around 200 people, mostly Afghans living in Norway, protested the talks in Oslo. Protesters condemned the meeting, warning that the Taliban were, quote, as brutal as they were in 2001 and before, end quote. The closed-door meetings are between the Taliban delegation from Kabul, Western government officials, and Afghan civil society. Islamic State claimed responsibility Sunday for a deadly attack in the western Afghan city of Herat Saturday. It said in a post on Telegram, at least 6 people were killed when a blast ripped through a minivan in the city, officials said. Since the Taliban took over in August, a series of blasts and attacks, some claimed by Islamic State, have taken place across Afghanistan. Police fired water cannons and thick clouds of tear gas in Brussels Sunday to disperse protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 vaccinations and restrictions that aim to curb the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The protest drew tens of thousands of people, some traveling from France, Germany, and other countries to take part, and some had violent confrontations with police. Video images showed black-clad protesters attacking a building used by the European Union's diplomatic service, hurling projectiles at its entrance and smashing windows. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Sunday that she had canceled her wedding as new restrictions were imposed across the nation to slow the community spread of a COVID-19 Omicron outbreak. New Zealand will impose mask rules and limit gatherings starting midnight Sunday, after a cluster of 9 COVID-19 Omicron cases showed community spread from the north to